We welcome you today, our trustees, spouses, our faculty, our students, our staff, and many special guests to this joyful day in the life of Asbury Theological Seminary. We are pleased this morning to introduce to many of you who do not know him and others are welcoming him home, Dr. Charles Cochran, a life trustee of Asbury Theological Seminary, and he served on our Board of Trustees for 25 years. He is the father of Dr. Emerson Cochran, who currently serves as vice chairman of our Board of Trustees. Dr. Cochran will give our invocation this morning. Let us stand.
Our Father, we come before Thee with open faces this morning to behold as in a glass Thy glory. We thank Thee for the wonderful season through which we've just passed called Easter. We thank Thee that Thou hast reconciled the world unto Thyself through His redeeming act. We thank Thee that Thou didst display Thy marvelous omnipotent power by raising Him from the dead and seating Him at Thy own right hand and giving Him a name which is above every name, that at His name every knee should bow and every tongue confess that He is Lord. We thank Thee that Thou didst send to Thy waiting disciples the Holy Spirit to cleanse their hearts from all the remaining guerrilla forces and to move in, to live in them, and live through them, and to send them out into the world to herald the good news that Jesus Christ is alive, and that He offers redemption, salvation to all those who will receive Him. We thank Thee that multitudes of people from that day have heard the news, responded to it, received it, and whose hearts were set ablaze with Thy divine love that sent them forth to tell the benighted multitudes of the earth that Jesus Christ offers Himself as their Savior. And one in this land of splendor came in the community where a little orphan boy with the name of Henry Clay Morrison lived. And he heard that message and received it. And he too was set ablaze with this message and went forth as one of the great evangelists of all time to herald the evangel, the good news of our God. And that one day Thou in Thine infinite wisdom and mercy dropped the seed idea in his mind and heart that germinated and came forth as a little babe named Asbury Theological Seminary. And for these 60-odd years, we've watched this babe grow through much travail and many tears and much sacrifice on the part not only of the president, the founder, but all the subsequent presidents down to the present, all the members of the board of trustees, the professors, and the students who've come this way, and to those who have been good stewards in giving of their means to make it possible for this babe to grow, to become, to come to maturity, until she stands today as one of the great, great influences among the sister institutions in this land. We thank Thee, O God, for this day, for those who love Thee, and for those who share of their substance, that this school shall continue to grow and exert increasing, enlarging influences, not only throughout this land, but to the ends of the earth. Thank Thee for this day. Oh, do Thou move in tremendous power upon our president, and upon all the members of the offices of administration, and this faculty, and this student body, that we shall not fail Thee in this great and glorious moment in the history of the world, when people are crying for the truth and for people to give them light. Bless, we pray, this day to our good and to Thy glory and to the furtherance of Thy kingdom throughout all the earth. And we'll give Thee praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Our chapel this morning actually began last Wednesday morning in Birmingham, Alabama. Dr. J.T. Siemens and I traveled to Birmingham to the home of Mr. Ralph Waldo Beeson, and we went there to honor him and to do a videotaping so that you could hear him speak to us. And so this morning, as our address for our chapel, thanks to Eric Johnson, our Director of Communications, and Dr. Kenneth Boyd, you are going to be able to hear Mr. Beeson's address to you now over the video screen. Good morning from Birmingham, Alabama. We're here at the home of Mr. Ralph Beeson. Thank you, Mr. Beeson, for being our host today as we've come to you. Joining Mr. Beeson and me this morning are Mrs. Lucille Beeson, who is the sister-in-law of Mr. Beeson and the widow of Dwight Beeson. She and her husband have shared the dream of Asbury with us. And Dr. J.T. Siemens, who is the first professor of the John Wesley Beeson Chair of Missions. And then joining us too are Colonel and Mrs. William Conger. Mr. Conger, a cousin of Mr. Beeson, and will be representing Mr. Beeson at our convocation on campus next week on March 28th at Asbury Theological Seminary. And then we also welcome our sculptor for a bronze bust to be unveiled this morning, Mr. Glenn Acree. Now, Mr. Beeson, every Asburyan knows your name, but they have not yet heard you speak. And so today, I want to introduce to the assembled community at Asbury, Ralph Waldo Beeson. Mr. Beeson is the son of John Wesley Beeson and Rosa Foster Beeson. It was through this good and godly heritage that he learned to give himself and everything he had to Jesus Christ, his Lord. For instance, in our chapel on Tuesday, we will install the second professor in the John Wesley Beeson Chair of Missions. We will have there our students from the international world in their national dress, representing the more than 100 students who have come to Asbury through the John Wesley Beeson International Student Scholarship Fund. And also, we will have missionaries on furlough who live in beautiful homes that have been constructed by the Beesons for these people when they come from the foreign field and are home for a period of time. When Ralph Beeson married his wife, Orlean, he found a companion whom I learned to know and love myself, and she shared with him his vision and his dream for education, ministry, and for world missions. And consequently, Orlean's gifts have made possible two of the chairs that we will install persons in this morning, the chairs of evangelism and the chairs of music. And now, once again, Mr. Beeson is seeing the vision for Asbury through the eyes of his dear friend, Dr. J.C. McPheeters. It's a vision of greatness for a servant ministry in which we see that vision so bright and so far-reaching that time and time again, all we can do is praise God and give him the glory. But I want you to hear Mr. Beeson say it for himself. And therefore, trustees, faculty, students, staff, and friends, let me introduce you to our friend and your friend, Ralph Waldo Beeson.
I'm not much of a speaker, as you'll soon find out. More than that, I find it more difficult to talk when I'm standing up than when I'm sitting down. And that's why I discontinued the study of law, because I couldn't speak well, and it was so difficult for me to try to speak on my feet as a lawyer so often have to do. Nonetheless, I want you gentlemen and Lucille to all know that since I was born in 1900, I've had a great many wonderful honors and tributes. I'm afraid I did not deserve them all. Nonetheless, they have been fine, and I've kept them in my memory and enjoy them. As you may know, Samford University, without my knowledge, also had a sculpture prepared of me, and it is permanently on their campus. I appreciate that, too. But I want to know you, want you to each know that I do not appreciate it any more than the one that has just presented here. It was made without my knowledge until it was practically completed. I still haven't had a good look at it, and I hope to do so very shortly. May I say to you that I regret that my wife, Arlene, can't be here at this wonderful occasion. But after it seemed that she would never be well again, the Lord was kind and took her in her sleep. And she went to sleep here and woke up in heaven 2 years ago this Easter. And I'm sorry, but trust that she can look down from heaven and see this wonderful tribute. It's been my pleasure to know a great many people there, and not one that I don't greatly admire. I could call them by name, for I think of them often, but I will not attempt to do so. Instead, I want to say that I'm very happy to meet the ones that are here today that I have not met before, as well as the others that I do not see as often as I would like. I cannot say too much for the wonderful work being done at Asbury. I don't know where in the world more is being done for our Father in heaven than is being done at Asbury. I could go ahead and mention the many special things, but one of the outstanding ones is that divinity school that you have there, where they require this very strict course, but in addition, are training a large number of natives to go back into their homeland where the field is so fertile and where they need help so much to know about Jesus and God. I wish them well. Now, as for the buildings there, I guess Mr. Cogger will tell you I'm a little bit more impatient, I expect, than you are. I want them finished because I know you need them. Not only the one for which the contract has been let, but also the additional ones, because I think you need each and every one of them now. And the sooner they're available to you, the better job you will continue to do. I can only thank you people for the courtesy shown to me. I deeply appreciate this more than I can let you know. And I want you to know that I will never forget this very high honor you have paid to me for my interest in the Lord's work as is being done as Asbury Theological Seminary, and I thank you.
Mr. Beeson, on behalf of the trustees, faculty, students, staff, past, present, and future, all of whom will benefit from the gifts that you have given us and will serve their Lord in every corner of the world, I want to say to you again on their behalf, thank you again and again. God has honored you, and you have honored us. May His joy be your strength. God bless you. We now invite you to join with us in the dedication of the Beeson chairs for which professors will be installed today. In your program is the dedication of the chairs. Our chair of the board, Dr. R.L. Kirk, will lead the congregation in the bold print. Dearly beloved, it is right and proper for academic chairs to be established in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that they should be formally and devoutly set apart for their special instructional purpose. For such a dedication we are now assembled. And as the dedication of these chairs is vain without the solemn consecration of those whose gifts and labors they represent, let us now give ourselves anew to the service of God, our souls, that they may be renewed after the image of Christ, our bodies, that they may be fit temples for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and our labors and business, that they may be according to God's holy will, and that their fruit may be to the glory of God's name and the advancement of God's kingdom. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we dedicate these chairs as a significant part of the holy ministry of theological education for the proclamation of the faith once delivered to the saints.
By every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord do we live. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart.
We dedicate these chairs to the spiritual enrichment of all who come here in the pursuit of knowledge.
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a worker that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
We dedicate these chairs in memory of Orlene Bullard Beeson, a dedicated teacher who saw from her classroom a vision of the world in need of the gospel, and who graciously endowed the Ralph Waldo Beeson Chair of Evangelism and the Dwight Moody and Lucille Stewart Beeson Chair of Church Music.
Let us now praise the famous men and women, our fathers and mothers who gave us. Persons who were not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Persons who through their faith have done mighty exploits for the kingdom of our Lord.
We dedicate these chairs to aid in the continuing fulfillment of the objective of Asbury Theological Seminary, to prepare and send forth a well-trained, sanctified, spirit-filled evangelistic ministry.
We dedicate ourselves anew to that service of humankind, wherein can best be performed our true service to God, in obedience to the Spirit of the Master when he said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen.
I would ask Dr. William C. Gould, Dr. George G. Hunter III, and Dr. A. H. Matthias Zahnheiser to please come to the altar with the members of their family who are going to be with them. William Clifford Gould, you have already been installed as a member of the faculty of Asbury Theological Seminary. At that time, you were reminded of the confessional theological position of the seminary and of your exercise of academic duties within such a confessional framework. Do you now reaffirm your loyalty to the theological position of Asbury Theological Seminary and your dedication to your professional assignment? Do you now accept the appointment as the Dwight Moody and Lucille Stewart Beeson Professor of Church Music at Asbury Theological Seminary?
I do so accept, God being my witness.
I declare William Clifford Gould duly installed as the Dwight Moody and Lucille Stewart Beeson Professor of Church Music at Asbury Theological Seminary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. George Gill Hunter III, you have already been installed as a member of the faculty of Asbury Theological Seminary. At that time, you were reminded of the confessional theological position of the seminary and of your exercise of academic duties within such a confessional framework. Do you now reaffirm your loyalty to the theological position of Asbury Theological Seminary and your dedication to your professional assignment?
I do so reaffirm my faith and renew my dedication, the Holy Spirit being my spirit.
Do you now accept the appointment as the Ralph Waldo Beeson Professor of Evangelism at Asbury Theological Seminary?
I do so accept, God being my witness.
I declare George Gill Hunter III duly installed as the Ralph Waldo Beeson Professor of Evangelism at Asbury Theological Seminary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Allison Howard Matthias Zahnheiser, you have already been installed as a member of the faculty of Asbury Theological Seminary. At that time, you were reminded of the confessional theological position of the seminary and of your exercise of academic duties within such a confessional framework. Do you now reaffirm your loyalty to the theological position of Asbury Theological Seminary and your dedication to your professional assignment?
I do so reaffirm my faith and renew my dedication, the Holy Spirit being my strength.
Do you now accept the appointment as the John Wesley Beeson Professor of Christian Missions at Asbury Theological Seminary?
I do so accept, God being my witness.
I declare Allison Howard Matthias Zahnheiser duly installed as the John Wesley Beeson Professor of Christian Missions at Asbury Theological Seminary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please kneel with your families?
Let us pray. O God, our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for choosing and calling these brethren and their families into full-time Christian ministry and into special tasks. We commend them to you, to your grace, and to your power. We thank you for their talents, for their gifts, their training and experience and dedication. And we pray that they will be faithful stewards of their gifts, their energy, and their time. May they be faithful in preaching and teaching the Word and instructing students here at Asbury Theological Seminary. We pray that you will give them health and strength and wisdom and guidance. And through them, we pray that many will be blessed not only here at Asbury Theological Seminary, but around the world. We thank you for the one, Orlean Beeson, who has made possible the endowment of these chairs. We thank you for her commitment and for her life. We thank you for those in whose memory these chairs are being installed, Dwight and Lucille Beeson and Ralph Beeson. We thank you for their stewardship and for their lives. And our Lord, we commit these brethren and their wives and families to you, and pray that you will use them for your honor and glory, and for the blessing and salvation of many across the world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Colonel and Mrs. William Conger, would you come forward to the platform here? While they're coming, there are many special guests today that we would want to introduce. Time won't permit that, but we do welcome you. And we are particularly pleased to have as our representatives of Ralph Beeson, Colonel and Mrs. William Conger, William and Betty Conger. And also today, as our special guest, we are welcoming to the campus Mr. Glenn Acree and his wife Virginia, who have come from Atlanta, Georgia. He's a professor of art, sculpture at Georgia State University, and has done the sculpting of this magnificent bust of Ralph Waldo Beeson that you will see unveiled in just a moment. And we thank so much Mr. Acree for the sensitivity that he has found in the art, and particularly their being here with us today. Colonel and Mrs. Conger, Mr. Conger is the second cousin of Ralph Waldo Beeson, the only relative in Birmingham. And after his retirement from the military, a career there, he and his wife Betty moved back to Birmingham. And as a part of their continuing ministry, they have a daily ministry to Mr. Beeson. As you see, he's 89 years old and sometimes in failing health. And they do it as a daily ministry. And then a year ago, we didn't know these people. It was a telephone call in which Mr. Beeson asked him to be the advocate for Asbury Theological Seminary. He said, "I know nothing about the school except I've heard the name of J.T. Siemens, and I know your alumni can preach." And that led us on a providential path that has followed step by step, and it was his advocacy that made possible that $4.2 million gift by which we're able to break ground this morning for the Rosa Foster Beeson Manor. If there ever was a man who was God's man for the time, providentially led, and to our benefit, and certainly to the long-term future of the kingdom of God, it was Mr. William Conger, and Betty, his wife, right behind him and always with him in support of that ministry and that advocacy. And therefore, I wanted to introduce them to you this morning as new, dear, deeply committed friends for Asbury Theological Seminary and people who see a wide, wide, bright vision for the future of this seminary and the kingdom of God. It's on that basis, then, that I wanted them to come and have the privilege and the honor of unveiling the bust that has been done of Mr. Beeson. This bust comes from a larger statue that is on the campus at Samford University at the entrance point that Mr. Acree did. Samford University, its president, Tom Quartz, made it possible for us then to have the likeness for a three-quarter bust that you will see here. And this will be placed in the center of the lobby of the Rosa Foster Beeson Manor. that you've honored, Asbury Theological Seminary. And Betty and Bill, I'd like to have you go over then and do the lifting of the veil there so that we can all see this new addition, a very important part of the life of the seminary and its history. Good.
This is unscheduled, but I have a message from Ralph Beeson. He said, quote, "I could never thank those who recently visited me for the trouble and coming to the expense of coming to Birmingham. The visit meant a great deal to me. You are a fine group of people at Asbury, wonderful in every respect, and are doing more in God's work and accomplishing more for Him than any group of people I know anywhere. Though I do try to help in other areas of the world and other schools, and the results are nothing like those being realized at Asbury. Again, I greatly appreciate you coming to Birmingham. I deeply appreciate the statue that is to be placed in the Rosa Building. I consider that a signal honor. May God bless each and every one of you, and may you have His help in continuing your service to Him. I thank you. Keep up the good work."
Because we're a praying community, and the gifts that come to us come out of the heart of a person who says, "I want everything I have to go to the Lord," I would like to ask that our praying community to continue to remember Mr. Beeson in prayer. He has moments, as I say, of a serious physical breakdown, and this is a time when he needs that new strength that can come through our prayers. And I know he would want to have that message taken back by Colonel Conger, that we are a praying people, not only thanking him, but also lifting him during these days, that, as I said, the joy of the Lord may be his daily strength. And pray for Mr. Conger and for Mrs. Conger, as they represent us so well in the conversations with Mr. Beeson. We're now going to come to that moment of groundbreaking for the Rosa Foster Beeson Manor. You see the description here. This is in memory of Dwight and Ralph Beeson's mother. What we're going to do is to recess the chapel, inviting you to join us over on the June Ryan Circle for the groundbreaking, which will be a brief ceremony. And we would ask that the Asbury Anthem be sung in joyful note to conclude this morning of praise. And at the third verse, after the third verse, then I will lead a recessional of the platform party, and then ask that the trustees and our special guest, if you would follow here, and then at the conclusion, if everyone would just follow, we'll make a processional over to the June Ryan Circle, and we invite you there for that groundbreaking ceremony. Let us stand and sing the Asbury Anthem, "And Can It Be?"